The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Although Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" he replied by giving two commandments. Why? Well, basically, if we stop at the first commandment, to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, what does that mean? How can we do it? The second commandment is not really a second commandment, but an explanation of that first commandment. We love God with all our being by loving our neighbor. And Jesus told us that sometimes our neighbor could be our enemy. Everybody is our neighbor. No exclusion. Everybody is included in that command to love. That's how we love God with all our being. Because God does not need our love. But God, like any father, any mother, any parent wants his children to love one another, to live in peace and harmony. That's what pleases any parent, and that's what pleases our Heavenly Father. And by loving our neighbor, we love God. By loving our neighbor, we live in peace, although we might have struggles in our lives. But we have that inner peace, we have that inner joy that comes from fulfilling God's command for us to be people of love. It's important for us because sometimes we tend to kind of move towards one commandment against the other. As you know, the Pharisees were known for their following of the law. All the specific things of offering sacrifice, how you clean your hands, how you clean the pots and pans, who you touch. But a lot of times, by following those rules, they did not love their neighbor. Like the example, the parable Jesus told about the Samaritan and the person who was injured and left on the road, the priest went by, he didn't touch him because that would make him unclean. Another person passed by and they didn't touch him, but the Samaritan did. He cared for them. Sometimes we get so much focus on the law that we forget how does it impact our brothers and sisters. Are we acting in love? But also we can go to the other extreme, that we're so much into helping our neighbor, our brothers and sisters, the whole of creation, but we don't have room for God in our lives. We do it because we're good people. We do it because it makes us feel good. We have to have a balance, because really there are only one commandment: to love God and to love our neighbor. And our love for our neighbor stems from God loving us and our gratitude for that love by sharing his love with others.